It's Talk of Iowa from Iowa Public Radio. Good morning. I'm Charity Nebbe. It's Horticulture Day today, and coming up in a few minutes, Iowa Master Gardener Coordinator Denny Schrock will be here, along with Iowa State University Extension horticulturist Richard Duran. We'll talk about flowering plants that can thrive in Iowa's heat and humidity, and of course, we'll also answer your questions. But first, you may think that your lawn takes a lot of care, but it's nothing compared to Mark Kewins. He farms near Charles City, and back in 2002, he converted an old feedlot into a tennis court. But not just any tennis court, it's a replica of center court at the All England Club in Wimbledon. And he's with me on the line today. Hello, Mark.
Yeah, good morning.
Thank you so much for being here today.
Well, it's a pleasure to be here. I'm standing on the lawn at the All Iowa Club.
The All Iowa Club. That's beautiful. So back in 2002, what prompted you to build a tennis court that resembles center court at Wimbledon on an old feedlot?
Well, actually, the idea came about 50 years earlier in 1962 while doing chores on the family farm here. I came up with this brilliant idea to recreate a whimsical replica of center. My grandfather and I had been listening to BBC broadcasts from Wimbledon, and I got interested in the game, and one thing led to another, and we had the room, but that seed lay dormant for 50 years. So that's where the idea came from.
All right. Now, it's one thing for a little boy to think, oh, wouldn't that be great? It's another thing 50 years later for a man to make that shift. And it was a lot of work. Can you tell us what went in to turning this feedlot into center court?
Well, it was a lot of work. And first of all, you had to get somebody else's attention who was interested in it because, we have black soil up here. It grows corn and soybeans very well, but not bent grass. And so finally, I got in touch with two turf grass specialists at Iowa State University, Dr. David Minner and Dr. Nick Christians, and they consulted with me and told me a lot of the things that I needed to do. First of all, they said, do you really want to do this? And I told them, it's going to take a lot to maintain, but I said, I'm a farmer. I'd like to give it a try. So, we brought in 17 loads of very sandy soil because water pours through this and it grows a lot better in the sandy soil. And then we installed 5 drainage tile lines the length of the court that dumps into the ditch. And so the rain or irrigation goes immediately through it. We installed a 16 sprinkler head system to keep the court hydrated throughout the hot summers. And then leveled it all off and seeded it with L93 bent grass, something that Dr. Minner and Dr. Christian suggested. And it came up.
So what kind of upkeep does it take?
It takes a lot. I've been out on the court for about 45 minutes this morning. I mow it every morning to a height of about 3/8 of an inch. It really resembles a golf green. It is bent grass. It's probably just a little taller than a golf green. Wimbledon mows at a height of 8 millimeters, but we have some of the same problems that golf greens have. It's prone to funguses, and so we have to treat for a preventative or a curative to keep funguses away. By keeping it just a little taller, I avoid some of those problems.
When you built this court, did you send a picture and a letter to the folks at Wimbledon?
No. It was never intended to be a destination point. But we held a tournament here and invited some pretty good players, and they came. And one of those players contacted the USTA and said, do you know what they've got up there? And, of course, they didn't. And soon thereafter, a pretty well-known sports writer named John Wertheim wrote a story, called me, and he wrote a story in Tennis Magazine, and then everything kind of changed. They didn't put the address. They just said farmer from Charles City, Iowa. But people started to show up unannounced, and my wife and I came home one time, and there were people playing on our lawn. So We decided we'd create a website and kind of try to make it a little easier for us and them to know when to come. And since then, it has kind of kept on growing in leaps and bounds. And we'll probably have, 200 at least groups here this summer sometime.
Now, a lot of people would think that if you're going to put all this work and effort into it, you'd turn it into a little business, and you haven't really done that with it.
No, it was never intended to be any money-making thing, and it's a great place for my grandchildren to play, so we've been repaid in many, many ways. We meet tennis people, they invite us places, got to go to Wimbledon.
And so you did get invited to do kind of an internship at Wimbledon, right, in 2012?
Yes, I did. I spent 8 glorious days at the All England Club and worked with the ground staff and learned how they prepare their courts, and have taken a couple of those ideas back here to the All Iowa and remain friends with the ground staff. So we're repaid and in many different ways.
And you just got back from Wimbledon, right?
Yes, we did. We just got back. I spent another 8 days there, and it was wonderful. I'm getting ready to watch the match between Andy Murray and Roger Federer right now.
And who do you think's going to win this year?
It's going to be an interesting match. I'm certainly pulling for Roger Federer, but this one could go either way. They're both in very good form right now. And I would make a prediction that whoever wins this one is going to win the championships against Novak Djokovic, but it's going to be an exciting match.
When you are spending your hour or so every morning making sure that your tennis court is perfectly groomed and ready for the day, do you ever think, why am I doing this?
This was a dream that started some 50 years ago. Actually found tennis with my grandfather on the BBC. And so I've had a pretty firm grounding as to why I'm doing this for an awful long time. It has opened up a lot of doors for us, and hopefully the next generation up here on the Kewin farm will keep it up, because there's a lot of demand for people. We just don't have any grass courts in America. People come from all over, so it's a real treat.
Sounds like a really special place.
Mark,
thank you so much.
All right, thank you.
Mark Kewin farms near Charles City, Iowa, and back in 2002, he converted an old feedlot into a tennis court that is a replica of center court at the All England Club in Wimbledon.